Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 20th to the 26th, 2014. As Palestinians mark Christmas this week, Israeli attacks left one Palestinian dead and at least six others injured. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority are determined to go ahead with their move to demand an end to the Israeli occupation at the United Nations. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bil'in, Ni'lin and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara in the south and Kufr Kadum in northern West Bank. IMEMC's Majd Badjali with the story.
Israeli troops used live rounds, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress all West Bank anti-Holland settlements protests on Friday. A Palestinian man was injured by a live round fired by Israeli troops. Meanwhile, many others were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation at the village of Kufr Kadum. In Nabi Saleh, Israeli troops shot and injured 14-year-old Ahmed al-Barghouthi in his leg when they attacked the anti-wall and settlement protest organized in the village on Friday. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many civilians were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin villages, residents and their supporters were attacked by Israeli soldiers as soon as they reached the wall. Many civilians were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere in southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-wall protest at Al-Ma'sara village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Badjar.
Palestinians are determined to go ahead with their move to demand an end to the Israeli occupation within a deadline. The U.S. has practiced pressure on some European Union countries to abstain voting on the Palestinian bid. IMEMC's Ram El-Megharri has more.
Palestinian authorities said it would go ahead with a move to end Israeli occupation by U.N.'s will within a deadline. The new move is meant to pressure Israel for accepting a solution that is based on a two-state. This week, United States urged some European countries to abstain voting for the Palestinian bid. Arab States League, which supports the bid, advised Palestinians to submit the bid by early January, as new countries will be members of the UN's Security Council. Palestinian authorities said it will continue the bid despite the pressure by US and Israel. In another news, Gaza-based armed factions called on Egypt to make Israel commit to ceasefire understandings reached in August, following Israel's 51-day war on the coastal occupied territory. The call came in the backdrop of recent Israeli shootouts on the Gaza border, killing a local Hamas gunman. Egypt had mediated the ceasefire, which demands halt of hostilities.
For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Palestinian teenager from Gaza dies of wounds he sustained in August, and in the West Bank, Israeli armed forces escalate attacks. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian teenager was pronounced dead on Friday after succumbing to wounds he sustained by army attacks on Gaza during the war on Gaza, which ended on August. Ihab Swahil, 14, was injured at the town of Beit Hanun in the last week of the war. On Monday, he went into coma and died on Friday at an Israeli hospital, local sources reported. In the West Bank this week, four Palestinians, including an elderly woman, were injured on Friday after Israeli forces opened fire on protesters in two separate villages. 72-year-old Yusra Muhammad Al-Hajj Al-Abed and Jumana Ahmad Shaib, 48, were shot by Israeli forces in their upper bodies during clashes in Farun village, just south of Tulkarem, in the northern West Bank, and were taken to a hospital for treatment. Two more Palestinian youth were reportedly shot with rubber-coated steel bullets during clashes in Safa area of Beit Umar to the north of Hebron in southern West Bank. Earlier in the week, a number of journalists and civilians on Tuesday were injured after being targeted by Israeli forces with tear gas and explosive acoustic devices during a non-violent demonstration which took place near an Israeli checkpoint in North Bethlehem. The demonstration was launched near the 300 checkpoint, which leads to Jerusalem. Demonstrators marched to the checkpoint to celebrate Christmas and hand out gifts to children in the area before soldiers attacked the marsh. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers invaded Dahiyat al-Yasemin area north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah and demolished a blacksmith workshop. Local sources said that military bulldozers demolished the workshop, causing property damage estimated by more than 250,000 new Israeli shekels. On Monday, Israeli municipality workers handed Palestinian homeowners in Al-Tur area of occupied East Jerusalem demolishing orders, claiming that the homes are built without the needed permission. According to local sources, two of the homes are built in the 1930s and two homes do not exist yet. Local sources added that the orders target residents who are active in the community against the Israeli occupation as part of Israeli attempts to punish those who resist in the city. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for December 20th to the 26th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.